What are you currently listening to? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
And this is our monthly music sesh where we talk about music that we've shared to each other. Each of us shares one song and then we just go on and on about things that I don't know about. But what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah, we all have a song that we chose and shared and we are gonna talk about it. And is anyone gonna go first?
I can go first. The song that I chose is called When I'm Gone. What you gonna do with the distance? Who you gonna call when I'm lonely? Who you gonna love when I'm gone? By Peekaboo featuring, I can't see his name. I'm sorry.
X-A-E-L-D.
Shield.
What?
X-A-E-L-D? Yeah, like it's probably like shield. A
shield, yeah.
What kind of English?
X-A-E-L-O, Zalo.
Something like that, okay?
English is so confusing.
My guess is that automatically Vicky doesn't like it because it's EDM, so then automatically Jam likes it because it's EDM.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm biased now because I've been running more, and cardio is the only time where like EDM makes me want to fly. So then I've been listening to EDM a lot more, and so then this, I was like, this is pretty good. I could run to this.
What EDM have you been listening to?
Oh my god, my one and only set that I always listen to. Fuck, let me pull it up. I think you guys showed me this. This is called Strictly Spooky Closer Trap.
Oh.
At Bang Bang Nightclub SD by DKT.
Oh, I remember that.
Dude, when the beat dropped for this, I'm straight sprinting. Like, I feel like I can conquer the world.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the build-up. And then when the EDM came out, I was like, oh, I like this. But my first thought when I heard this was like, this is so Gen Z.
It's so what?
Like, this is a type of music that's trending right now. Like, I feel a lot of new music that I'm like listening to from like smaller artists is like this. Or am I just wrong?
What do you mean? Like EDM or like everything?
Like everything. Like just the vibe of it. The lyrics are a little simpy. How'd you find it?
Someone played in a car on their Discover Weekly or something. And I was like, I really like this. I was like, is this EDM? I couldn't really tell. And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, this is considered EDM. And I also just like haven't been listening to my Korean music. But I also haven't been finding good Western music either. So I've just been in a rut.
You know, the SZA's album was good and Givea's album overall is good. But there's not like a lot of music that's like sticking to me.
Like EDM specifically or just
but in general?
There's two songs that I'm looking forward to coming out though. Is his name Clint Kane? Fuck, what's his name?
Clinton?
One of them is from Clinton Kane. I don't remember what it's called. That probably wasn't helpful. And then I don't know who Dove Cameron is, but Dove Cameron and Khalid have a song coming out this month. And I heard a snippet of it on TikTok and I really like it. So
she got really big out of nowhere.
No, she used to be on Disney.
Khalid?
Dove Cameron. She like popped off from something.
Her song Boyfriend.
Yeah, I want more Western music right now.
You know how Nights Like This and Dancing With A Strangers? Like they have similar vibes.
Who's Dancing With A Stranger?
With Sam Smith and Normani.
Normani. Nights Like This, Kehlani, right?
Yeah. Like, it has similar vibes.
Oh, you want the sexy
like,
vibes.
Like, I want songs in that vibe. Like, more of that. But I don't really know, like, what exactly it is. And I can't find more songs like that.
I still don't know both of you guys' music taste, even after
really? All
these. Yeah, it's, like, I would think, like, oh, this song I feel like you would like. And then you guys are like, no.
For me, it depends on mood.
I'm going to guess that Sharon liked it, but Jam didn't. I do mine. Mine is Angel Baby by Troye Sivan.
I know the song, or I know the chorus, but I don't know how I know it. I don't know if it's because it was trending on TikTok at one point, because I was listening to it and I was like, oh, I really, really like this. And I was like, wait a minute, I know this song. And then the chorus came out. I was like, I don't know how I know it, but I know it. And then I was like, wow, I really, 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 really like the song.
He's like Lauv kind of vibes.
Troye Sivan is like a little sexier.
Yeah.
I was okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jam doesn't really like simpy kind of songs.
But I think it's also because I first listened to Troye Sivan when he came off his first ever EP in like 2014. And that's my most favorite Troye.
He used to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's how I know. That's how.
You know, some people don't know that. They only know him as an artist.
I feel he's like the first YouTuber to artist that made it really big.
He was the first to come out with a come out video.
Yes. Everyone shipped Troye and Tyler Oakley.
I don't know how he looks like now, really.
Same. He looks exactly the same.
His older, when he first came out, Happy Little Pill and Touch is more EDM-y. And that's my favorite, like, Troye Sivan.
Oh my god, Happy Little Pill.
Well, my song isn't Chinese, but basically in English, it translates to Speak Too Much. And it's by Eric Cho. But my guess is that I'll say both of you guys like it because I feel like I share a song like this before, but you guys love it? I don't think so.
I like it. I think I would like it more if I knew what he was saying, but I don't. So it's kind of hard to attach to the lyrics, but everything else, I like it.
I liked it too. I like recently just started a new playlist for new Chinese songs and I would add this to that.
Do you know what he's singing about?
I didn't pay attention.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Sharon might really like this. I'm like looking at the lyrics and it's like him saying that like, I can't say too much, I can't say too little in this world because then both I get backlash for and he just wants to be himself in this world. Dang, I think this is about his come up as an artist. I really like these lyrics. I'm also very proud that I'm reading these lyrics and I know all of these words.
And I understand.
Yeah. Sometimes I surprise myself with how much Chinese I know.
I struggle in all aspects of Korean.
I think that's why I use that of K-R&B and K-hip-hop because I can't understand what you're saying. So I can't be like, damn, that's a really good line versus SZA's album. Like certain lines, I'm like, damn, that's such a good line. And it sticks.
It's special from SZA slowly becoming my favorite song because I can never not like, oh, that song is just so fucking funny because imagine a girl that you're dating wrote a song that's like, I dated a fucking loser and you made me a loser because you're such a loser. That's basically what the lyrics are saying.
I get concerned with her Kill Bill lyrics.
What are the lyrics?
I might kill my ex.
Oh.
Not the best idea. His new girlfriend's next.
This ex, like, put her through it because she literally is like, I wish I was special. I gave all my special away to a loser and now I'm just a loser. I used to be special, but you made me hate me. Regret that I changed me. I hate that you just made me just like you.
My God, who's her ex?
Every time I hear those lyrics, I'm like, if I was that guy, I would never claim to be her ex, ever.
Oh, my favorite is, you still talking about babies and I'm still taking the plan B.
Damn.
That's one of my favorite lyrics that she wrote or is part of her song. I think same with like Giveon's album, so many lyrics. I was like, holy shit, I feel with this. I identify with this. And then I just end up really liking it.
Isn't Giveon's music hella chill?
No, it's like very R&B.
It's like bassy too sometimes.
I love Lost Me, which is like his title track. We can kiss, we can touch and do it often. But if you're looking for love, that's when you lost me. I was like,
Oh. Ooh, tomato. Just kidding.
That's why I loved Olivia Rodrigo's album. Felt that every single lyric in my soul. Even the titles, Betrayal, Traitor, One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, like, hit me where it hurts.
Is Beyonce going on tour?
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't actually listened to her Renaissance album really at all.
I just can't believe we saw her.
Right?
Like, now that I know, it, like, registered in my mind. Because recently, her virality is her Dubai thing. Mm-hmm. She got paid, how much? 20 million or something like that for that one show or something like that. I might be exaggerating the numbers, but it's definitely in the millions. And I was like, wow, she's such a legend. Now is registering to me that I saw her. Like, her Coachella and her halftime show, it's, like, the most iconic things ever.
I'm also so ready for Rihanna's halftime show.
This year?
Yeah, she's Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. I'm
so curious what music she's gonna play, what song.
I think it might be her Auntie album or teasers to her new one. I don't know.
If she performs Umbrella, I'll be very happy.
I feel like it'd be pretty iconic.
Remember how I told you guys that I got into this whole West Coast hip hop kind of thing, spiral, rabbit hole?
Yes.
like Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, yeah, like NWA, Compton, like that. Like
Big Daddy?
Or no, not Big Daddy. What is it?
Oh, Biggie. Notorious.
Biggie. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, Biggie. I didn't get to the East Coast. I was just on the West Coast, like Tupac and stuff. Well, anyways, I got really into them. And then I finally rewatched that Super Bowl performance with like Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick, Snoop Dogg. And I was like, I could finally understand like why it's so iconic. Because after you learn about all that history, it's like, holy shit, this performance is legendary.
How did you watch hella YouTube videos on
this? Yeah, so one night I was like going through it. I don't know why. And then I saw this one video of Lil Wayne. And he like forgot his own lyrics or something. And I thought it was like funniest fucking video ever. And I was like, what happened to Lil Wayne? So I just went on this spiral of like, oh, what happened to him and stuff. And then that's when I realized, I was like, oh my God, Lil Wayne is such a well-respected rapper. Like I thought he was just kind of like some like whatever, kind of popular guy. But he's actually like really good with his lyrics. And I just went through the spiral of like rappers.
This is what I learned about Jamila in Korea. It's like there's certain times where like she'll find one fact and then it'll lead her to another and another and another and another and another. And then she just knows such random stuff because of the string of thread that she goes through.
She gets very topic obsessed. You know what hers yeah. was while she was in Seattle? Marvel.
I'm loyal to things I like. I also like watching sheep shaving videos.
Oh my God, that my version of that is horse hoof.
Oh, I watched that too.
Where they replace the nail at the bottom.
Dude, it's so therapeutic.
I watch a shealing and the bee saving ones on YouTube Shorts because it pops up. Then the hoof ones, it pops up my Facebook.
Oh my God, you're such a millennial.
You know what I also watch? They like do shortened versions of Law and Order SVU. And they add in a higher pitch voice and faster speed now because of copyright issues. I'm really into that too. So sometimes I actually spent like 2 hours just watching 4 episodes of Law and Order.
On where?
On Facebook.
Oh my God.
The fact that you still scroll on Facebook is so funny.
This is why you're so out of touch.
Like, I'm not kidding when I told you guys, I have a note for what people say with Gen Z. It's like in a chokehold. It's like something, the shaking hands one.
Just ask us.
I know.
If I said abortion dupe, would you get it?
Huh?
Oh my would God. You get it, Vicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what's the second word? Dupe?
Oh my God, I fucking love those videos when people hold up their antidepressant pills.
Happiness dupe.
Oh, Jamila doesn't get it. Let's not tell her.
Okay.
All right, everyone, this is our music sesh. See you next month.
Oh, okay, bye.